Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's Pod Wednesday, because today's episode is going to be something that is very near and dear to my heart, something that I'm super, super passionate about, and that is all around personal development. Yes, let's talk personal development 101. And specifically, 5 steps to starting your own personal development journey today. So this is something I am super passionate about, and I feel like this passion has just grown more and more over the past few years. I definitely think that I have been on such a journey myself when it comes to the world of personal development, self-improvement, wellness, holistic health, and right now in my life, I feel like this is a season where I'm just so passionate. I've learned so much, and I'm at a place now where I just want to share as much as I know when it comes to the world of personal development, because A, I know it can be super overwhelming, and it's kind of just like, okay, everyone kind of talks about it and everyone says to do the work, but how do you actually do it? And it can just be like so overwhelming in that sense. And B, because this stuff can actually be more attainable, simple, and approachable than I think is currently, you know, shared online and shared in the current day-to-day landscape than it is. So my goal is ultimately to help make personal development a little bit more attainable, easier, achievable, approachable, more simple for you, because I know that being in the world of personal development, especially over the past few years, has drastically improved my life, myself, everything about my life currently. And I just want to share all of that with you, because it is something that I think every single one of us could improve upon and could benefit from. So I don't want to gatekeep. There's no gatekeeping over here. And I'm excited to share more about personal development with you. So what exactly is personal development? In my eyes, personal development is really just the process of bettering yourself and your life. It's the process of doing the internal work, looking within, and improving certain aspects about your mindset, your mind, your learnings, your habits, your behaviors, your body. All of that good stuff really falls under the category of personal development. It's literally just improving yourself and your life. And the reason why I love it so much is because I firsthand see that everything that I'm doing to pour into myself has a direct correlation to what happens in my physical external life. So for example, deciding to improve my mindset and do the internal work and get past certain limiting beliefs and read the books and do the things directly correlates to my business and what happens in my business. Directly correlates to my relationships. If you're wanting to find a partner, manifest love, have better relationships, that is all going to start first from within. And I always say this, that our external reality is just a reflection of our internal reality. And so if you're wanting more money, more success, more abundance, more love, more relationships, all of these things that we desire in our external reality, that starts from doing the work internally first. That is literally what personal development and self-development, self-improvement, like that is what it all feels like to me. And in my eyes, that's so empowering because I can have control over that. It's like, oh, wait, I don't have to be a victim to my circumstances anymore. I don't have to be a victim to what happens in my life and say, oh, that's just it. Poor me. That just is what it is. And there's nothing I can do about it. No, I would rather take life by, you know, grab life and say, this is exactly what I am desiring and wanting. And the key to really doing all of that starts from doing the internal work first. Starts with that personal development. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. Because if you know me in real life, you know that one of my least favorite things, one of my biggest pet peeves is about people who just complain 24/7, are victims of their circumstances, and complain about the same thing over and over again, but don't take action on it. And so the way to get around that is to actually do the internal work, do the personal development, look inwards, ask yourself these certain things, become intentional about your life, and that ultimately is what is going to help you get the things that you want. And so you don't have to be a victim to your external reality and to what happens to you. You can actually take control over it and look internally first, and then you will see those external things manifest in your day-to-day life. So everyone talks about doing the work and no one actually teaches you how to do it, which is so funny, right? It's like, oh, you know, if you're single and you want a guy or a relationship, like just focus on yourself, do the work on yourself first. And then, you know, the right person will walk into your life then. But it's like, okay, how do I actually do it? And so I'm excited to dive deep into this episode. And honestly, all of my episodes will be touching on this because the Within You podcast, as you know, if you haven't noticed, it's kind of veering more towards the lane of like personal development and self-improvement, which I'm super stoked about. And I love it. Love, love, love it. So all of my episodes ultimately are going to help teach you how to do the work in certain, you know, different areas of life. But I'm excited to really dive deep into like the five steps that I think will really help you kind of break it down more to really see how to start your personal development journey. And these are literally the things that I would do if I was just starting my personal development journey. I'll share all my recs, all my things. Like I said, no gatekeeping. This is exactly what I would do if I was starting over in this journey again. So kind of think of this as like your personal development big sis. You know, we got the wellness big sis, the personal development big sis, kind of combining the two. And I really do think that the wellness and the personal development, it all kind of goes hand in hand. And it's funny because I do feel like my journey started off just more as like health and wellness. It started off, you know, more in getting into the fitness space and wanting to improve my physical health, and then going through disordered eating, and then going through gut issues and skin issues and hormonal issues. And it really started from a place of like holistic health and trying to heal like my body and the physical body from within first. And then as I kind of got past that part of my life, then I started learning more about personal development and self-improvement and spirituality and reading and learning and all of these different things and manifestation. And then that's kind of what's been taking over my life the past few years, I guess I would say, and like mindset work and all of that good stuff. And so it's so funny, I always joke about like the pipeline from hardcore fitness girly to then like hardcore personal development girly. I made a TikTok about this a little bit ago and people related to it, because it is funny that once it's like almost different levels of the journey that you go on, because you can start with just like the physical body and then you realize that your health and wellness is going to be just one part of the journey. It's not necessarily the whole journey. You know, your mindset, your emotional health, your all of these different things play into this personal development. So I think that's kind of just a little overview of my journey and how I ended up here. And I do think, like I said, wellness is a part of it, but personal development is so much more than just that. And a little bit more about my journey and kind of how I even got into this stuff was really in 2020 when COVID hit and I was forced to go back home. I was a senior in college at the time. I was forced to go back home my senior year. And that was the first time that I was like truly alone. I had just gotten broken up with from like my college boyfriend for years at the time, and I was forced to look within, to look inwards and to sit with my emotions, to sit with my shit for the first time, I think, like, ever. Because I used to be somebody who would just use distractions, like whether that was other people, alcohol, going out, being busy, studying, etc. I would just use distractions to not have to cope with certain things. And in 2020, when I had to move back home and I was fully alone, was not with any of my friends, gotten broken up with, that was the first time where I felt like I truly hit rock bottom and I had to do the work to build myself up again. That was really the first time that I was forced to ask myself these deep questions of, like, who am I being? Who am I? What am I doing? Am I proud of who I'm showing up as? Do I want to continue being this person? Or am I ashamed of these certain behaviors and things that I'm doing? And is this the direction I want my life to continue going down? Like, it was really the first time that I started getting deep with myself and started really creating a relationship with myself. And I think I was forced to do that because when you're alone and you have all this time alone, these things just start coming up. Like, your wounds, your traumas, your triggers, your things will just come up because you're not constantly being distracted 24/7. And so you don't have to hit rock bottom to start working on yourself and start working on this personal development. I just was in that place of my life, and that, I think, is what was the big catalyst for this journey. But you definitely don't have to hit rock bottom. You are, you know, more than capable to start this journey now without having to go through, like, the really tough times. But I do find that a lot of people do find this journey through the rock bottom moment. And that's what happened to me. I was really forced to look within because I was truly alone. I'd gotten broken up with. I was at a very, very, very low place mentally in my life. And building myself back up was just like one brick at a time, learning, evolving, growing. And that's when I started really falling in love with this whole world, because I realized that I can be whoever I want to be. I can do the things that I want. I'm allowed to, you know, actually give myself permission to do the work and to be this type of person I want to become. And I don't know, just that whole world, learning more about things, was so magical. And so while I would not want to go back to that deep down, like, dark moments, it was a beautiful time because it was almost like a rebirth. It was like a death and rebirth of this next version of myself that I was becoming. So, like I said, if you're listening, you definitely can start this journey now. But I know a lot of us find this journey through hitting our rock bottom moments. And the same thing goes for our health and wellness journeys. It's when our bodies are struggling. It's when we're going through the disordered eating. It's when we're going through these hard moments. We are forced to kind of take action and take steps to not being a victim anymore, and to saying, this is what's happening to me, and I have a choice to change it or to continue complaining about it. And I hope this episode inspires you to take action. Like, take action on the things that you don't like anymore, like the things that you don't want anymore. You don't have to continue doing that. You don't have to continue being that person. You can literally wake up tomorrow and decide that you can be whoever you want to be. And that is one of the biggest takeaways that I had from this whole journey, was that I don't have, just because I've always been this way doesn't mean I need to continue to be this way for the rest of my life. Just because it's always been like this doesn't mean that it will continue to be like this, because I have that power and that control to change that. And we are so much more powerful, you guys, than we are taught, than we are led to believe. Your mind, your mindset, your body, all of us, like, we have this innate power. Our intuition, our internal beings are so much more powerful than we're ever led to believe. And if there's one thing I can impart on you from this episode, is to know that you truly have a power within you to make shit happen, to make changes happen, to make things happen, okay? You have that power. So don't feel like you need to keep complaining or being a victim. Mm-mm. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope it inspires you to rein it in a little bit and know you have that power, and to take action, to take control over certain things. And I know you all have that within you, because every single human does. It's just a matter if you decide to unlock that power or not. Everyone's got it. Most people don't choose to unlock it and unleash it. And I'm going to let you unleash it. I'm going to give you permission. Quick disclaimer before we continue the episode and before we kind of get into some steps and some tips, I also want to mention that as much as I love personal development and this journey and bettering yourself and improving yourself, I also do want you to realize that you already are innately perfect exactly as you are. So it is kind of a double-edged sword or like a double standard to be like, you can better yourself and to make changes and do all these different things. But at the same time, you are already inherently worthy and deserving of amazing things in your life exactly as you are. And so the way I think about personal development is almost like peeling back the layers of shit that was put on us over our lives to truly unlock and unleash more of who we are. Because I believe that everyone is born perfectly into this world and that over time, things happen to us where we have traumas, we have limiting beliefs, we have negative emotions that are stored in the body. We have all these things that are put onto us. Society tells us these rules and we are expected to look and be and act a certain way. And that ultimately is not truly your soul. That's not who you are. That's not, you know, that innate, think of you as like a pure baby. Like that is not who you were born as in this world. And so there's this double dichotomy, I guess, of like you already are innately perfect, worthy, deserving of these things, while you can still be wanting to improve yourself at the same time. And so I don't want you to feel like you are broken, because you're not. You don't need fixing. You aren't somebody who's, you know, like a project. Like you already are all of the things that you want and already are deserving of all the things that you want. It's just a matter of peeling back those layers, like I said, getting more in touch with who you truly are and improving yourself will, you know, working on the mindset, working on the personal development will ultimately help you do that. It'll help you uncover more of those layers and get you back to more of who you really, really are and to just feeling the best about yourself. So I don't want you to listen to this episode thinking that, oh my God, I have need to change everything about who I am. And who I am is not enough. No, you already are enough. It's just a matter of doing the work at the same time while affirming to yourself that I'm inherently, you know, deserving of these good things. And there's nothing that necessarily needs to be changed about me in order for me to be deserving of good things. And that was a big realization that I had, was because I started my journey thinking that I needed to change and I wasn't worthy unless I made all these changes and improved all of these certain things about myself, until I realized that that's actually can be toxic, because you're always going to be chasing the next thing. You're always going to be chasing this next improvement and this next, you know, accomplishment and this next thing and this next thing. And it's never going to feel enough. It was almost like in my health journey where I was always chasing those 5 pounds and the next 5 pounds and this body fat percentage and then looking like a little bit more like this. Like it never was enough. And that is the biggest realization that I want to impart in you guys, is that you are allowed to say that it's enough and that you are happy with where you are now while also wanting to make changes. It's the same thing with the physical health, right? You can be 100% happy with your body and what you look like today while also still wanting to improve your physical health, while also still wanting to eat healthy and go to the gym and do the things that are good for you because you love your body and you want to feel good. It's the same thing in personal development. You can be 100% proud and happy of who you are and who you've been in this today's life, and you know that's good, and still want to make changes to improve. So just know that those things are not mutually exclusive and they can exist together. Something I also want to mention in this episode is the idea around personal development days. So if you're somebody who's like, okay, Rebecca, this sounds great, how do I get started? We're going to get into the 5 steps, but I want you to maybe take a little tidbit from me, if something that maybe can resonate with you. It's something I shared on socials pretty recently on my TikTok and Instagram, and that is the idea around personal development days. And this is something that's really helped in my journey, was actually carving out a time, whether that was like one day a week or one night a week, where I dedicated to my own personal development, my own self-development, my own alone time, to improving whatever I felt like needed to be worked on, or learning more of something that I wanted to learn more about that I thought could help benefit myself and my life. And so the rules of the personal development days are as such. You need to spend time alone. So I usually take part of the day on Saturday or Sunday to my personal development day, my PDD. If I don't have time over the weekend, then I'll dedicate like one night during the week and I'll put it aside like in my calendar. I'm like, okay, Wednesday night, I'm going to dedicate from like 5 to 8 to my PDD, my personal development day. And that's that. So it has to be like a carved out time where you're spending alone, because if you're constantly being distracted by others, you're not giving yourself enough time to actually receive messages and downloads and thoughts and feelings from your internal being. If you're not actually spending that time alone. So rule number one, it has to be alone. Dedicate a time every week that you'd like to do it. Like I said, usually I try to do it over the weekend. And I take those 3, 4, 5, even if it's 1 hour, whatever you can, whatever time you can allocate, because we can all allocate some time, to just learning, growing, evolving, taking time with myself. And I want you to figure out what feels good to you. That can also change weekly, but here are some examples that I try to do during my PDD every single week. Number one, I will journal. I will spend time alone journaling with my thoughts, asking myself like, okay, how am I feeling? What's coming up? What am I working on? What is something that I feel like I need more clarity on? And how can I, you know, take those steps to think about it? Like just whatever I feel like my body is needing, my mind's needing at the time, I will take that time alone to journal about it, because we can be so busy in our day-to-day go lives that we don't have, you know, enough time to just like sit and reflect like, okay, how's the week? Like, what do I want to see next? What am I struggling with? What is something I'm thinking about? Like, what were some ideas that came to me this week? Like, whatever the case might be, we are so busy that we just don't give ourselves that time to just sit with ourselves. And that's what I think is so powerful about the personal development days, is that you're giving yourself permission to just like be and sit with yourself and to think. And so journaling is a big tool that I use during my PDD. Another thing that I like to do is read. So I'll read a self-help book, or I will listen to a really good podcast, or I will watch some YouTube videos of people that are inspiring to me. Maybe it's like a motivational speaker, or maybe it's somebody who's teaching something. This can also be like something that you learn more about. Like if you want to learn more about social media, if you want to learn more about feminine energy or dating advice or whatever the case might be, use that time to like find some people on YouTube you really like, find some podcasters you really like, and just take time to just learn more. I find that especially as you get older, like we aren't learning as much. At least for me, I feel like when you leave school, it's like you almost kind of miss the feeling of just learning and like taking time to learn about something that you're genuinely interested in. And that also is like improving yourself and improving your skill set in some sense. And you just feel good about it. So learning, reading, podcast, journaling, meditating, going for a walk, doing some sort of mindful exercise, making a matcha, whatever the case might be. Find what works for you, as long as you are dedicated to spending time alone and dedicating that time to yourself, to really working on your own personal development and learning. Once a week, that's all it is. You will just feel so much better about yourself, and the things that will come into your life as a result of it are absolutely bananas. If you really are dedicated to that time alone, it's amazing what will happen in your external reality. I'm just going to say that. So if you do a PDD, if you're doing a personal development day, if you're incorporating into your weekly routine, let me know. Post on your story, tag me. I do want to see you guys doing your own PDDs, because it is super powerful. And I feel like that's also a way to help keep you accountable. If you're like, okay, yeah, I want to try it, you know, let me know. Post on your story. We also have a Within You community group chat. I'll put that the link to that in the show notes. So join that and talk about your own personal development days with, you know, the girlies, what you did this week for your PDD, and just, you know, help keep each other accountable and motivated. So I find that that's super helpful. All right, now let's get into the 5 steps, shall we? If you're like, okay, Rebecca, I'm ready to start my personal development journey, how do I actually do it? These are the 5 steps that I would take if I was starting over my personal development journey, and 5 steps that you can start now to really get in it going. Number one is roadmap. First and foremost, figure out where you currently are and any goals that you have, because this will help determine the things that you are doing during your PDDs, for example, your personal development days every week, or the things in general that you're working on. You first need to figure out where you are and where you want to go. I almost think of it like a roadmap or like a GPS. You can't input, you can't get directions to where you're going if you're putting in your final destination, your GPS, if you're not first inputting your current destination. And so that was something that I did in 2020 when I hit rock bottom, was like, I asked myself, damn, who am I being right now? Like, where am I in my life right now? Am I proud of it? What are my actions? How am I treating other people? How am I treating myself? What is my self-talk looking like? Like, I first had to figure out what I was doing now, who I was being now. So then therefore I could make changes and work on things as a result of knowing where I currently was at. And I'm not saying this is easy, you guys, by the way. Like, it can be very hard to get real and honest with where you are and who you're being. Not saying it's easy, but it's very, very worth it. So step one is the roadmap. Figure out where you are and where you want to go. Step number two, start getting curious. So we have curiosity for number two. It wasn't like I had this whole plan of when I first started of like, oh, I'm going to read this book and then I'm going to learn this thing and then I'm going to find this person. It was all very serendipitous. It wasn't like I knew exactly what I was going to do when I first started. I just started getting curious. I started opening my mind. I started expanding my mind. And over time, certain things started falling into my life. This book recommendation happened to fall into my life. I found this person on TikTok, and then one of my friends started telling me about this other thing. And then it was like a snowball effect over time. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't start by just getting curious first and foremost. And so you kind of have to open up your mind and expand your mind a little bit to being like, what is out there that I am interested in? What am I feeling intuitively called to reading, to learning more about? Like, just get curious. Maybe start following some new people on socials that interest you. Start talking about new things with different people, because you might be surprised. Maybe somebody has a really amazing book recommendation, which then leads you to another thing, into another thing, into another thing. Like, it's so crazy how the mind works. Once you start learning and discovering and talking about certain things, you will just naturally start to evolve and learn and attract new things into your reality that also will help with your development. But it just starts with you being curious. And like I said, you don't need to force this. It's almost like a natural serendipitous flow that will come to you. Three is learning. Start learning. And what do I mean by that? I mean, we are reading the self-help books. We are listening to the podcasts. We are finding the YouTube channels. We are going to the motivational people that, you know, resonate with us. We are learning. We're expanding our minds. We are working on our mindsets. We are actually doing the physical things that will overall help us and help improve our overall self-development. Number four is people. So step four is people, which is aligning yourself with people who are interested in similar things. Because you definitely can do this journey on your own, but it's a lot easier and a lot better if you can align yourself with people who are also on this similar wave and this similar path. And like I said, I know it can be really hard to actually find those aligned people, but slowly but surely you will start to discover more people on your path if you are, one, step one, road mapping, step two, getting curious, if you're step three, learning, step four will come naturally. But you kind of have to do steps one through three. If step four, if you're not finding people that align with you, I would definitely try to work on steps one through three first, because that will help you attract those aligned people into your life. So maybe now that you're learning and you're curious and you're talking to people and you're talking about different things, maybe you start going to different events. Like, I went to Tony Robbins seminar last year with one of my best friends, and I met another one of my best friends at that event because I was putting myself in situations and in places where similar like-minded people were going to. And so obviously you don't have to go like all the way to a Tony Robbins seminar, but you can go to different events, you can go to different workshops. You know, I host workshops, I have the community chat in the show notes, the Within You community. Like, there's so many different things that you can actually do to start putting yourself out there and aligning with certain people. But you learn over time that the people you surround yourself with will either help your growth or hinder your growth. And if you're someone who's really serious about it, I would start to get really serious about the people you're aligning yourself with. Step number five, last step, is constant evolution. Yes, the journey never ends. Unfortunately, we are always on this journey of like healing, growing, evolving, and there's no like end date to it. Sure, there might be different seasons. There might be seasons where, you know, you're forced to actually face certain things more. Like if you're going through a breakup, if you're shit's hitting the fan, if you gotta really, you know, start an overdrive again. There might be seasons where you're focusing on it more, and there might be seasons where you're not really focusing on it. By the way, not saying you like constantly 24/7 have to be working on your personal development. That's not also the goal. Like there have been seasons of my life where I've just not been reading, not been journaling, not been doing the things, and I've just been focused on like flow and travel and having fun, and that's also amazing. That's also still part of personal development. But I want you to know that it's not just going to always be like a straight line forward. It's not just always going to be like, zoop, nice, positive, amazing growth. Like there's going to be dips. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be difficulties. There's going to be ups and downs and times of your life where you're focused on it more and you're not focused on it more. And then there's going to be different things that you have to heal. And you get over this one thing and there's this next thing that comes up. Like it is a constant evolution. It's not just like this like perfectly linear, positive growth journey. Okay, like there are things that will always be put in your place that you kind of have to deal with and learn and grow and evolve and push through. But that's what kind of makes it fun, is that it's like there's always this next chapter or this next level to unlock. And that's kind of the way I see it. That's like almost like a video game sometimes of like, okay, level one unlocked, now gotta unlock level two, gotta do these certain things, gotta do this. And it's like, okay, just up leveling, constantly up leveling, and certain things will come into your path to allow that evolution. And so just knowing that it is a constant evolution and just honestly having fun with it, allowing the seasons to come in, embrace it, that's gonna help you on your journey so much more. So to reiterate the five steps to your personal development journey, the things I would do if I was starting all over again. Number one is roadmap. Figure out where you are and where you want to go. Step number two is start getting curious. Just start putting things out there. Get curious. What are you feeling intuitively called to doing and learning more about? Step number three is learning. Do the things to learn, the books, the podcasts, etc. Four is people. Align yourself with the right people who are also interested in these things. And five is the constant evolution, knowing that the journey never exactly quite ends. It's just going to always evolve. And that's kind of what makes it exciting. So I want to give you guys some recommendations, quick spitball, fireball, some things that I've loved on my personal development journey and some people I've really liked, some books as well. Some of my favorite people include like Tony Robbins. He's been amazing. Going to his seminar was one of the best things I've ever done for my own personal development. He's amazing. Manifestation Babe is somebody that I really look up to. She also has an incredible podcast all about like manifestation. So she's someone that I also have been really helpful in my journey. Mel Robbins is someone who's also amazing. She's an incredible source for these things. And I also want to share some books. So I made an Instagram post actually with all these book recs, but The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle was one of the first books I read. And that was amazing. There was a little like gratitude book that I read. This is also amazing. I'll put that in the show notes. I'm blanking on the name. The Mountain is You is something that's incredible for self-sabotage. You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. She's incredible. All her books are amazing. You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. Also, You Are a Badass at Making Money is an incredible book. Tony Robbins' books, Unleash the Giant Within is another really good one. Or I think it's Awaken the Giant Within. Yeah, he's also amazing. And Joe Dispenza has also been a very good outlet and tool for me too. His book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, was an incredible, incredible book. It's a little bit more advanced, but I definitely love that one. And oh, I just finished another one called The Game of Life and How to Play It. That one is actually like over 100 years old, but I found it super interesting. And I also really like that book. So I'll put all the links to these books in the show notes so that you can find them for yourself. And I think that's it, you guys. Wow, we have a full episode on Personal Development 101. I really hope that this episode helped inspire you, helped make you feel just like a little bit more excited about this personal development journey. And don't forget to, you know, implement these personal development days. If you're feeling called to doing it, let me know. Tag me when you're doing it. I want to share it. Tell people in the group chat about it so that we can all inspire each other on our journeys. So thank you so much for being here and tuning in every single Pod Wednesday. Truly means the world to me. You guys are the best community I could have ever asked for. So I'm sending all my love, and I will see you in the next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.